Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo, you can hear me okay?
Yeah, were you out in the rainforest or something?
I'm in the tundra.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. But I got double action going on here. I got the air conditioning and everything going on, so you know, been hot.
Wait, you got the air conditioner and what?
And the fan on. The special fan guy is one of them ones. Remember back in the days, the one with the metal blade.
Okay.
The one that blows the good air.
Oh, okay. Damn, you sound like you need to put a coat on. So you're about to jump out, jumping out of a plane or something. But it's all good.
Gotta stay cool.
Oh, what yeah. What's going on, everyone? It is Big Red and Brother B with another episode of the Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good? What's good? Hope all is well with everyone.
Yes.
Guest calling number 347-324. Yeah, right. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Yeah. So I guess we know how Big Red is doing because he's under the fan and the AC and ice pack and, you know, a few other things because he's going on an expedition.
Yep.
So.
Yep, I got Chili Willy in here.
I mean, listen, hey, you know, I ain't knocking off too because of, I don't like being hot. Like, just one thing I just can't. Like, in the wintertime, you can throw on a blanket, you can throw on a shirt. You can just do extra stuff to be warm. But when it's hot, there ain't shit you can do about that. Like, you can't peel your skin off or none of that shit. Like, you just
at all.
Yes, it's not a very comfortable feeling. But, you know, some people love this time of year and they love the sun. You know, once again, not knocking a hustle, but. No, I'll take fall all year round. I'll take that cool, you know, little jacket
crisp
weather.
Air.
You know, all year round.
Oh, yeah. Crisp air. Yeah. Me and a friend was discussing that this week, and she was like, oh, I love the summer. You know, she doesn't like the heat either, but she's like, oh, but, you know, the summer gets my mood right. In the wintertime, I feel this, that, and other. I said, well, I'm going to tell you like this. The way you feel about summer is the way I feel about winter. I like fall, but the way I feel about winter, it's like wintertime, you know, makes me feel alive. Like, I want to go out. That's when I want to go out. Summertime, I don't want to go nowhere. I want to sit in my house. I want to be in my air conditioner. I don't want to go nowhere because it's too hot. I don't want to sweat. I don't like bugs. I don't like any of that stuff. But wintertime is when I want to go out. I want to go around. You know, that's when I want to go out because it's cold. And, you know, you can put on, you know, you still, you know, people think, oh, summertime clothing is better. Nah, winter clothes is good too. And winter, listen, they got some nice gear for the winter.
Yeah, listen. Summer is either like shorts or, you know, for women, them light dresses and stuff like that. But nah, I think fall is one of those times of year where you can really get stylish.
Mm-hmm.
Like spring and fall, you can get stylish with the spring.
Right.
I'm not saying you can't do it in summer or winter, but you know, you can go from light jacket to like flannel to, you know, you can go a few things. Denim. There's a few things you can do when it comes down to some cooler weather. But summer is just either shirt and shorts, and then depending on how you are, then you start sweating, and you know nobody wants to sweat. You got a nice little fresh white T-shirt on or a fresh shirt on, or you got the nice little dress flowing or something. Nobody wants to sweat. You don't want to sweat.
Yeah.
Set that up because that's uncomfortable. Then, you know, you're going somewhere hugging on people. Everybody got the wet back. Nah, we not. Nah. Yeah, you got the wet back. You know, everybody like, oh, get a hug. You know, I mean, even though we in the corona era, so everybody doing fist bumps. But still, you know, you still got some people on some, yo, oh, let me get a hug. And it's like, oh, you got the wet back. Okay, all right. You know what you was doing.
Exactly.
Like, all right. Like, that's nasty, but okay. I need some hand sanitizer. But, you know,
right.
You know, it is what it is, though. But, yeah, man, you know, I was on Hot Rod's show last night. You know, the Absolute Truth comes on every Monday night, 10 p.m., with Hot Rod, Sean Black, and Lady T, and K-Dog as well. And, you know, they were talking about some of the current issues going on. You know, real quick before we get into our topic. And, you know, right now I can understand. It's like right now, like it's a pot of shit right now. Like I know some people may feel confused. And sometimes I'm feeling a little confused. Like you go out here, you wake up, like you're not sure which way is up. You got so much shit going on. You know, people yelling at each other for masks or not wearing masks. People talking about their freedoms. You know, you got this cat in office talking about sending people to federal agents to stop violence in certain places. Then you got supposedly upticks in violence. People get killed. Babies get killed. Police saying, I don't want to do the job no more. Then you got coronavirus. You know, people talking about fake numbers, real numbers. It's like, yo, listen, people. All I can say is, just take a moment and try to find your peace. Because, yeah, right. Shit is crazy out there. Take a moment.
Yeah.
I know, because I know I'm not the only one that's out here. I've spoken to a few people, and it's like, yeah, it's crazy. Uncertain times. There's a lot of unrest.
Right.
And, you know, people just feel a little on edge and jittery and not sure of whether to move left or right.
What's going on?
It's,
right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, once again, like that Marvin Gaye song. What's going on?
That's right.
Yo, take a minute, man. Just for, you know, self-preservation. Take a minute. Relax. Fall back. Take a minute and find your footing. Yeah, definitely. Meditate. You know, I'm not, you know, trying to sound preachy or anything, but, you know, we all need a minute. We all need a minute. You know, some people just want to run into the wall and crash, but, you know, that ain't my agenda. You know, sometimes we just got to just look at shit for what it is and be like, listen, you know, give me the strength to deal with the things that I can change and then move forward from there. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, and it's sad because there's no information out there. Right. It's no, you know, it's like everybody, we don't have a leader that is giving us the lead, for lack of a better word. You have to have, a leader, go ahead.
No, go ahead, finish. I need you to finish that.
If you're a leader, and you don't know how to lead people, then what do you think is going to happen? It's going to be chaos. You don't know how to lead people. You don't know how to speak to people. You don't want to talk to people. When people ask you questions, it's like they're acting like a child. So guess what? How do you expect this? How do you expect the United States and the world is going to act or treat us or whatever? This is what's going to happen. People are going to get confused. People are going to start coming at each other. Things are just going to, you know, people are going to bump heads that probably never bumped heads before because this leader is not leading. And you have to tell your people what to do, but how to go about something so this way they'll know, so they can be at rest. Everybody's not at rest because you're not even at rest.
But you know what my thing is? I think maybe that's the problem. I think the problem is that we are looking for a leader like, why do we continue to be followers? You know what I'm saying? I think, like, we need to just, like, kind of disconnect from, you know, looking for someone to save us. Like, get your mind right and save yourself. Save your kids. You know, save your loved ones. Like, don't depend on someone else to do it. You know?
Right. But so, people don't want to do that. They don't want to do that. They're looking, that's the problem. They're looking, once again, sheep, they're looking for, instead of using your own, like I said, with this corona thing, people just lost their damn mind. Like, use your common sense. Once again, just an example. When they said quarantine, they didn't say stay in your house for 2 to 3 months and just stay in your house. They told you, you can go out, but only if it's necessary. Just make sure you protect yourself when you go out. You have to go outside at some time. But you have some people that heard quarantine and said, oh, I got to stay in my house for 3 months. You know what? Pack up the kids and the pony. We're going to be in the house for 3 months. Hold it down, lock it down. No, nobody told you that, dummy. Today, once again, when something, like I said, then when something happens, now everybody want to run out and protest and this and that. Everybody will come. And now here come everybody. Yeah, but you're only doing that because you know what? You've been hyped up. You've been, like I said, cabin fever. So now it's like, oh, let's go out.
Man, true. I mean, I get it. I get it. Well, once again, we got a little vent off. Big Red, Brother B with the menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good? What's good? So, yo, let's get into this topic for tonight. Is pleasing your partner just about sex? So, with that being said, I'm going to let you set this one off, since it's your topic.
Okay. Well, no, it's not just about sex. That's part of it, but it's not. That's not all of it. Pleasing your partner could be a number of things. Pleasing your partner could be just, you know, doing something for them that you wouldn't like. Doing something for them that they don't have, that they wouldn't have to ask you to do. In terms of like, if you know, I'll just give an example. If you know that twice a week I clean the bathroom, maybe I cleaned it on Monday. All right, and you maybe I clean on Monday and Thursday. Okay, I cleaned it Monday, so, you know, when you know it's like Wednesday night, you're having dinner or whatever, or, you know, y'all laying in the bed, you say, you know, babe, listen, when y'all come home from work tomorrow, whatever, I'll clean the bathroom for you. Oh, you will? Okay, yeah, all right, cool, no problem, so I don't have to do it. All right, yeah, I'll do that. And you do that, you know, a couple of times out the month maybe, or maybe once or twice a month. So that's kind of satisfying something, because now that's something less that I have to do, or something that I dread doing sometimes, but then it's like, all right, now it's easing off. At least I could just do it on Monday. He'll do it on Thursday. Or he'll do it on a Monday, and then I'll do it on Thursday. You know what I'm saying? That's just like a compromise there. Instead of me doing it all the time, and you just, yeah, all right, yeah, she just cleaned bathrooms, right? You know, I go to work, but she just cleaned bathrooms. You know, that's no big deal. So, you know, pleasing your partner is just, like I said, it's not just always a physical thing. It's mental, it's emotional, you know? So, you know, there's a lot of ways that you can your partner besides just a sexual, you know, just being on the sexual side.
Yeah, I just want to say, I'm hearing that, I don't know, there are people that are trying to log into the show, and apparently they're not, you know, getting on. I don't know, it must be technical difficulties on Block Talk Radio's part, but, you know, we are on. What's up, Kato? Why do I keep doing that? I'm sorry.
Hey, what's up?
Why don't you? Oh, no, it is K-Dog. All right, yeah, K-Dog. All right. What's up, K-Dog? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on? Man, just listening to the show, you know, just hanging low and just hearing everything that you guys are talking about. And it is true.
We were just doing a breather before the topic, though. That's why he's getting that little piece off the chest.
No,
here.
Go ahead. Please do the bereavement. I'm going to hear it because I can't hear it.
No. We already did it because now we're on the topic. Yeah, I didn't want to straighten up too much on the other stuff. We just wanted to, you know, get into the topic. We're trying to kind of distance ourselves right now from all the, you know, drama that's
craziness
going on. And,
yeah,
know,
all
the
drama. Yeah,
about
too much of it.
Talk some, you know, light stuff, you know.
So,
K-Dog,
let me ask you. Do you think, which pleasing your partner, does it always have to be sexually that you please your partner? Like, what other ways do you think is good to please your partner, whether you're married or just living with someone, or that's, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever? You know, what other ways do you think is a good way of pleasing your partner? Other things that you please your, do things to please your partner?
Well, doing things to please your partner, number one, one of the first things to do to please your partner is honesty. Honesty that goes a long way is being honest with your partner about a lot of things and not to make up stories. And number two, it's about respect. Having respect for the person that you're with, because unfortunately, that has gone out the window when it comes to respect. And respect goes a long way. It comes with honesty. But, you know, doing the most thoughtful things that you can do with your partner, it doesn't have to be all about sex. It could be about the nice things, like have a movie night, or the two of you can read a book, or the two of you can, two people could just, you know, have a laugh with each other, you know, listening to music and stuff like that. But being thoughtful is also what counts, because unfortunately that has also gone out the window. Being thoughtful means remembering the special days, remembering the special events, like for a birthday, like let's just say, okay, for a man celebrating his woman's birthday, okay, putting it on social media, that's not good. That's not enough. It's being with the person, sharing with that person. You know, if you can't be there physically, but at least calling the person and wishing them a happy birthday. And also, in pleasing your partner, you have to be with the person through good times and bad. You know, especially when the person's going through a tough time in their life, you got to be there for them. You know, and, you know, that's pleasing your partner in many ways. All of that, which I said, it goes a long way. Of course, there's a lot more things I'm sure you might want to add, but those are the things
that's the emotional. Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, that sounds like emotionally, you know, you know, spiritually as well. You know, that's what that sounds like a lot.
Oh yeah,
as well too.
That sounds like a lot, because you know what it is. Unfortunately, you know, the respect has gone out the window, especially when it comes to the other person, and you know, and some people, unfortunately, and I say this truthfully, they carry baggage from their past relationships. Let's just say you've been hurt, you've been done dirty. I mean, you got to let it go. Let go of the damn past. The past is not there. And that's what hurts the relationships now in pleasing your partner. That's what hurts, because you're so filled with bitterness that you're going to turn on the person, thinking that that person is going to do the same thing. And that's why, unfortunately, some people think, oh, the best way to please them is sex. No, there's more to it. There's more to it than just sex. Much more to it, because, like I said, the emotional, you got to be, you know, you and this person, that person is not just a property. That's the person you want to be with. That's the person has to be more than just the love of your life. That person has to be just, yes, he or she could be the love of your life, your best friend, your confidant.
Mm-hmm.
If that person means a whole lot to you, you gotta, you know, go all the way. It doesn't have to be about just the sex or even money.
Well, my thing is this, even with all of that, I say that, okay, you say that the person can be the love of the life and all of that other stuff, but you know what? They may not still even like that person. I always, y'all always hear me say all the time, I'd rather like you. I have to like in order for me to put that love out there. I have to at least like them. Because like I said, you could love somebody and not like them and like mm-hmm. somebody and not love them.
Right.
I have to like you. Like, I want to be able to look at you and say, you know what, I really like you. But it's because that love will come, you know, that'll come afterwards. But I have to look at you and say, you know what, I like him. Or, you know, I like certain things that he do, you know, or certain things that they say, or, you know, their mannerism, or just like you said, that respect thing.
Yes, it is. That's important.
Right, definitely. And that's sure enough is not what a lot of people are gearing towards these days. And just like you said,
nope.
They're looking more at the sex part of it. Oh, you got to have
right.
sex. And, you know, just because I have sex with you, that means I like you. No, that don't mean you like me or love
mm-hmm.
me. You could just be doing that and say just that.
That's just infatuation.
Right. Love.
I mean, yeah, you can. Yeah, you could. Oh, yeah, the physical. Yeah, there's a lot in the physical. Oh, yeah, you know. I never thought I'd be, you know, having sex with somebody doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, I could be wrong, doesn't mean that you love them. I mean,
right.
there's a lot more that comes behind it. I mean, yeah, the sex part, yeah, that's just pleasure. But how about love? How about the attractiveness? How about the, you know,
well, you know,
stuff
the society,
that
the society
the
we live in now. The society we live in now, it seems like it's sex first.
Mm-hmm.
Sex first. Like,
well,
it's
been that way.
Pleasing your and pleasing your partner is just about sex. It's not about, you know, like going to hang out or, you know, doing little things like, yeah, read books together or, you know, just mm-hmm. have conversations and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not
right.
it's not about that. People don't equate that anymore because, you know, everything is so, you know, physical now. So, you know, just a little back rub or something, you know, could mean something or a, you know, a pat on the back, whatever, you know, the case may be. It's just sometimes it's the simplest forms of affection.
It is.
That,
right.
You know, please the partner or it's the little communication that helps please the partner. But, you know, people just are not
and,
even
and,
that. They're not
and
little,
just
not
the
not talk to each other anymore. Even talk to each
no,
other.
People
absolutely.
Don't talk to each other because you know what it is? It's like, unfortunately, some people bring up arguments and, you know, the more you some people say, oh, well, the more you fight with a person. No, because the more you fight with a person, that grows a wedge between you and the person. Fighting all the time, it doesn't help.
Oh, yeah.
It really doesn't help. Because I say this as a man, like, one thing's for sure that I don't like, I don't like the fights. I'm not here to fight with you. I mean, especially if I'm working hard, I come from work, I want to come to peace. I don't want to
mm-hmm.
come to a fight. I don't want to walk into a fight. You're having a bad day or something bad's happening to you, don't take it out on me.
Right.
Because, you know, both of us are going to say something that we both might regret to one another.
Absolutely.
And, you know, And that's the problem.
This is
a lot
true.
Of people want to, you need to fight. No, you don't need to fight.
But
fighting
see,
doesn't help anything.
Right. But see, you know what? And my older son, he pointed that out. But, you know, he's 26 years old, and he, you know, he looks at that, and he's like, you know, Ma, like, why do my generation think that fighting and arguing with each other, looking through the phones. He said, why do they feel that that's a relationship goal? And I see even some of his, you know, like, and it's mostly the females I see, friends of his that I'm Facebook friends with. It's like they put up stuff like that, like, oh, that's relationship goals. If your man don't bust out your windows to your car, he don't, you know, do this, that, and other, he don't choke you up, then that's not showing that. I'm like, y'all young ladies, y'all crazy if y'all think that. So, like, why would you think that? But then they can't help that because, once again, you have to look at their background, look at who they're being raised by, look at the society that, once again, what society puts on TV.
Yeah.
For them to think
right.
that this is, oh, like those, like them, like I said, them quote-unquote reality shows, they have them thinking that,
oh my goodness.
He got six baby mamas, and that's all right, and all six of the baby mamas is beefing with each other, and they beefing with him, and they busting his window, and she, but no, come on, are y'all kidding me? How does that relationship go? That's
and
not a relationship
you know what
go.
Else,
are you
too?
Kidding me?
there's something called trust. I mean, if you don't have that trust in a relationship, if you're going to sit there and, okay, like for me, I tell people I have a lot of female friends. But unfortunately, not a lot of female, you know, if I'm dating somebody, oh, that person's, I'm like, no, that's just my friend. What's wrong with you? And it's
wow. That's an insecurity thing, though.
Yeah, it is. It's a bad thing. You mean you can't. You have to have that trust in the relationship. That goes with the respect.
Mm-hmm. You have to.
And that's not good.
Right. That's the insecurity thing on the female. But then I'll just play devil's advocate for a minute. But then again, every woman knows their man. So once again, yeah, you can have some female friends. Like I said, you can't dictate to somebody who they can be friends with or who they can't. But if that woman knows how her man is, then that's maybe why she has the insecurity. You see, it's both sides of it. Because that may be why she has the insecurity, because she knows how you are, not you personally, but she knows how, you know, her man is, and she knows that, yeah, that's female friends, and next thing you know, you find out something else. But see, you know, right. Like I said, you gotta, once again, just like you said, it has to be trust in that relationship. So once again, that going back to, you know, pleasing your partner, yes, you have to have that trust in your partner in order to keep that person pleased as well.
Right. And you know, you have to have this because if you're having that problem, it's going to cause a rift. You're going to be arguing all the time. It's going to be the same thing over and over again. And you know what? That was a wedge. That person's going to be tired of you after a while. Like, damn, man, every time I talk to her, every time I see her, she's always asking the same damn question.
Yep.
And it's it becomes tiring.
Right, it does. It definitely becomes tiring. It's just like, so what do you do at that point? So, you know, I don't know. It's just that you just got to just, like, either you're just going to have to, like I said, you're going to have to trust that person, or you're going to have to let them, you know that you can't, let them go.
Right.
Walk let them go. Just
the
let
person,
them go.
You
but
know
see,
what it is?
Good.
And it, you know, all this fucking and fighting, because you know what, that's based on your own, and it's like then after, oh, this and this and this and this and this and this, and snapping at the person. Snapping at people, doing all of this, I mean, come on now, listen. Is it worth it at the end? Is it worth it having a fighting with the person all the time? No.
Nope. At this age, I don't want to, like, I'm at the age now, I don't want to do all of that. That's my thing of, as long as you're making me happy, and like I said, I'm not expecting things to be perfect. Nobody's relationship is perfect. I don't care if you're married to them. I don't care if you're the other woman. I don't care what kind of relationship it is, just sexual, whatever. It's not going to be perfect. But one thing I don't want to do is be on the insecure. I don't want to be, you know, just like you said, I don't want to be going back and forth with you all the time. I just want to be happy. I just want to have fun.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Like every time, it's like, oh, sorry, I was listening. Sorry, there was just something that came up. Yeah, but anyway, I don't want to be arguing all the time. I'm like, come on now, listen, seriously. Why is it that all the time?
Well, listen, one thing that nowadays I'm starting, you know, you got some of these new humans out here. Who are, you know, very much on their new shit. And some of them, you just can't, no matter what you do or how you do it. And, you know, also, you do have fickle people. Some people who are, they just look at, their way of being pleased is not a conventional thing. Like, you know, maybe bringing them some flowers or, you know, bringing them some dinner. Like, oh, hey, man, stop and get the dinner. You want something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are just like, oh, no. Like, what? Why are you trying to feed me all the time? Trying to make fat? Or, you know, like, oh, why are you trying to give me flowers? What, you want me to die? You know, you want me to die? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the flowers, dead people. Like, you know, some people are just not content with themselves.
Right.
And with that and being, another with that thing, even said, asking how's your day going, or even if asking
well, yeah,
how's your day going, some people take that to a whole different level.
Well, yeah,
that happens.
You know, then instead of how's my day going, like, you know, I step in shit, you know, the baby crying, you know, my boss is a jerk, you know, the train is crowded, you know, somebody got Rona. You know, it's it's kind of hard, man. I mean, if somebody said it, I think one of you guys said it. Oh, Big Red said it. Like, you gotta know your partner. That's the thing. You really have to know. You gotta know your partner, and know the likes and the dislikes. And see, that goes into the thing of people taking the time to get to know one another instead of just rushing into just jumping into the bed. Because, you know, that's the ultimate pleasure right there. You know, people just want to get that over with. Like, all right, let's get the sex over with, and then let me see if I can deal with you. Not so much, let me check you out first and see if you're crazy, and then maybe we can move on to sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they
find out that after the sex, that the person's
crazy
as hell.
Because you're rushing. And especially you rushing into things. I mean, the thing is, look, it's about taking your time. And if you feel that person, you know, if you've been, you don't feel that person's right, just let the person know from jump that you don't think that the person's right for you. Just let the person know from jump instead of you two getting into something. And then after that, then you damn, I can't stand this person, or I can't stand her neither, you know. That's what causes a conflict. It's about this, I don't want to be by myself. Listen.
Oh, yeah, that's a big issue with, you know, with people these days. Men, I think it's more women are like that than men. They're looking for that, I don't want to be by myself. Or they're living in an unrealistic world where they're looking for this perfect partner, and you're not going to find that.
Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. You're not going to find this perfect partner or this perfect person that's going to do everything.
Perfect. Oh, my goodness. I wish I knew. I wish I knew about perfection.
Right. You're not going to find it.
Man, listen, some people out here, listen, you give people a new pair of shoes or a dress or a little gold chain, and, you know, they think they the best thing since goddamn air conditioning in the summertime. Like, no. Like, you know, yeah, we all know. Logically, we all know not everyone's perfect. But I think instead of us trying to focus on being perfect, you know, the perfect person, maybe we just need to focus on just being and trying to be a somewhat fair-natured person to everyone around us, especially our partners. Well, no.
It ain't like the movies.
I mean, it's not,
either.
But, you know, but some people live in these, you know, these just this delusional world. And that's why it seems like nowadays, you know, a lot of relationships are not solid, and they seem like they fail because people are not, you know, taking that time. And I can't stress enough, you know, what you said, Red, is like you have to know your
person.
You have to know your person. Because, you know, I know some people, and I've spoken to some people where they talk about, you know, she just, you know, all she wants me to do is just smash that and then that's that. But see, that's the thing. If it depends also on your expectations. Because if you got a chick or you got a dude that's just saying, listen, just give me sex, just give me this, just give me that, that's all I want, then that's a big deal. You're going to hit, and they're not really thinking about doing anything else. They're just going to think about their needs. Like, well, you didn't make me a bowl of cereal, too? Like, but wait a minute. I'm eating you. So you're going to sit there and eat cereal, and you ain't going to offer me none? Well, I didn't know that you like cereal. You just told me you just want me to smash you all the time. I didn't know you like cereal.
Right.
So what do you want, Steve? Do you want King Vitamin or Trix? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, but that's the thing.
And the sad part, and like I said, Big Red, and this is the problem, Big Red, and Brother B, if you don't know the person, You don't know the person, then why you put to get into a relationship with the person? But then after, it's like when you're with the person, that's when you like you expect the person to be 100%. Like, oh, I need you to be there with me 100%. People work every day. People work every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you cannot expect the person to be with you 24/7 because sometimes someone needs a little bit of me time too. The person might need some me time. Like, damn, I've been working all day. You know what? I'm just tired. I'm just gonna take. Why don't you call me? Listen, I was just taking a nap. Oh, what's wrong? You can't pick up the phone. Like, I was gonna call you, but I'm tired. What, you want me to talk to you and I'm falling asleep on the phone?
But see, you know what? That's another problem that, I mean, it's, okay, I'll say this, like, people these days think that that's one of the things of pleasing your partner, that you have to be with that person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you got to call them all day, whatever. No, you got to give your partner some space. That's another
exactly.
thing. And now that's part of pleasing your partner. You have to give your partner some space. And I don't understand why nobody is getting that. You have to give your partner some space, whether, like I said, whether you're married to him, whether you're living in the same household, whether, you know, whatever kind of relationship it is. You have to give them space. I'll say with a married couple or two people that are living together.
Right.
You
even
have
married
to let
couples,
them,
even married
you have
couples,
to let,
they need their space too because they can't be
right.
all up under each other 24/7 because it's going
right.
to become like, damn, man,
right.
I'm tired.
You have to let that person be an individual. Like, my thing is, they were an individual before they got married. So you have to still let them be that individual. I'm not saying that some things are not going to change. I'm not saying that you let the person hang out all night long and do what they want to do or whatever.
Right.
Once again, knowing your partner is part of that. But you have to let them be that individual. Like, if they're used to, I'll say this, if they're used to going, I'll say, say the woman, she has a night that she goes bowling with her friends after work. You have to
right.
let her still do that.
Of course.
Don't make it like, okay, well, you're married to me now, so you know what? That going out after work on Friday nights, you can't do that anymore. No.
No.
Because then she's going to be like, well, why can't I? I've been doing this all this time, and I did this when we were dating, and blah, blah, blah. You even came with me, so what's the problem now?
Because, you know what? In a relationship, you do need your space. And you do
right.
have to let your partner have space. But some people, again, this is where the insecurity comes in, like, why don't you call me? I just got home. Can I just get myself settled first? I promise you, I'll
right.
give you a call.
No.
I'm tired. I'm just
no.
going to bed.
No, you can't do that.
And that's the sad part about it.
No, but like I said, it depends on the expectations of the other person. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people don't really think about that. They do, but then I think they do, and they don't. Because, like I said earlier, if a person just expects you to do one thing for them, and that's all they kind of see you for, then it's really, you know, some people just like, well, that is. Do you ever come into contact with those people? Oh, well, that's all I have to do? Because if that's all they have to do, then that's all they're going to do. Or
right.
if you don't give them any other choice, like if you don't tell them certain things, then they're not going to do anything else other than what you told them to do. Like Red may be like, oh, B, I need you to make me a sandwich. Okay, I just make the sandwich and put some cheese and meat on two slices of bread and give it to you. You're like, yo, you ain't put no mayonnaise on it. You ain't. Could I get a frosty beverage with that? Like, I'm going to just choke out on the bread. And like, nah, you just asked for a sandwich. So, to my definition of what a sandwich is, you know, I'm just going to do the minimum to give you the meat, the cheese, and two slices of bread. You didn't
right.
ask for mayonnaise or mustard. You didn't ask for lettuce, tomato. No, you didn't ask for all that. But some people was like, okay, why should I have to ask for that? Like, why should I have to ask you to do that? Like, you know what a sandwich is. Like, what would you make yourself? Oh, I'm going to make myself.
Okay, but wasn't that part of pleasing your partner?
Huh?
Isn't that part of knowing your partner, I meant to say?
Well, oh, definitely. Definitely. You got to know your partner. It's like, listen, once again, if you have a partner and your partner asks you to make you a sandwich, then it's like, okay, I know what my partner likes on the sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's like, I know what my lady likes on the sandwich and what she don't like, you know?
Right.
You know, I mean, we, like, me and Red Fam, so it's like, you know, I would know, like, oh, this is what she would like on the sandwich and what she wouldn't like. Like, this is about,
mm-hmm.
you know, of course, knowing your partner, but knowing people around you in general. Some people don't even want to do that. They, once again,
and,
like
and,
minimum to achieve what you know, to achieve whatever type of you know outcome they get. That's just going to
and
be
you know what it is.
People
rush. People rush too much, man. It's like you're not taking your time to know the person. You're not taking your time to, you know, be with the person. Just chill out, you know. Just
no, we live in a microwave. Why should I chill out? We live in a I want it fast, hot, and good. Why should I chill? I want it fast, hot, and right now. I don't want to wait.
You got to
like,
wait,
why would you want to just, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, why would I want to wait and I want everything right now? So, you know, that's,
know.
A, you know, why would I
don't
want
know.
To wait? I don't
yeah,
know why.
I want to wait real quick. I want to apologize to those that are trying to log on. There's
oh,
something, I guess, wrong. Yeah, it's something wrong with Live Talk Radio. You know, I have no idea. It's all good, though. I understand. I sent him a message. Yeah, I sent him a message. You know, I don't like wasting my money. But anyway,
I hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, it really
you know,
goes
it,
into... No, go ahead, Kato.
But like I said, it's like, you know, it's all about pleasing your partner. But, you know, pleasing a partner, but you got to know your partner. You got to know who your partner is. And like Big Red said, it's all about knowing your partner. But some people, they don't take the chance. They don't take the time to get to know the person. It's like immediately jump in. Oh, I met this person,
yep.
or this person, oh, you know, and you meet this person, and next thing you know, you're discovering that you're really not into this person after that because the person will do something that will turn you off.
After the sex.
After the sex, yep, after the sex.
After,
that you're
well,
rushing in
a
little
I had a person, I had somebody tell me that, I asked them how did they get with their ex, the person that they were dealing with, and I asked them how did they get with the ex, and he was like, you know, we started having, that's when we just got into a relationship, and I'm looking at him like, huh? Look, huh? And then he found out that she was a nutball, and I was like, okay, but that's why she's a nutball. You knew she was a nutball before that, but the booty was more important. You did that, and then you got into a relationship. Like, I don't understand how the booty got you into a relationship, but okay. And once again, she was
because
this person was crazy before that.
You yeah,
knew
but because
all you was thinking about was that
booty. Of course, but yeah, and you know, there's some women out there, all they think about is the penis. And you know, that's what
True.
Comes first because it's self-satisfaction. They want the pleasure. You know, it's nothing else. See, all right, check this out. I've had conversations with other women, and they talk about how, oh, they men, they don't do this, they don't do that, and they don't do that. And my thing is like, well, why do you think? Oh, because he's lazy. No, it doesn't always have everything to do with him being lazy. It's, once again, it's made because you either, A, don't expect anything besides what he's just get the bare minimum that he's giving you, like you're just accepting that, or you never made it clear to the things that you want. But, you know, then you have some women that say, oh, I shouldn't have to ask. Okay, sometimes it's not about asking. Maybe you just need to mention it. Maybe just mention it. And that goes on both sides. Like maybe you just need to mention certain things and the cat may be like, oh, okay. Oh, that's what you want. Oh, okay. Oh, so you want a foot rub or you want me to run you a shower or you want me to make you a sandwich you know, with some mustard and mayonnaise, some cheese and other stuff on it. Like, oh, you want a sandwich, man? So I got you. You know, that's the whole thing. Yeah, you got to make mention of these things. But once again, when it comes down to pleasing your partner, some people don't always communicate and talk about these things, because some people just want to go off of assumption, or people are just too focused on what they're getting. And it's like, I'm getting that good sex.
Okay, I'll
I'm
say
getting,
this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just getting
I'll say
this sex.
Some women,
and that's it. You say what?
They'll mention that, and they still don't do. You know, guys still won't. You know.
Sometimes that's the thing where they're just not paying attention. Sometimes it's the thing where they just may not be paying attention. Like, you know, if a dude is in the middle of watching something on TV or sitting on the toilet, that is not the time to sit there and say, "Oh, could you take out? Could we go out sometime? Like, yo, I'm in the middle of watching a movie.
I'm
on the toilet." No, it's not. I get cornered on the regular. I get like, yo, get over it.
Yo.
Stop. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe when the cat is in the shower. You know, it's like, there's only but so many ways you can move, and you got to listen in. But the whole thing is, you know, you got to pick and choose your time. Like, don't pop up on some dude while he's chopping onions.
Yeah.
And it's like, let's have a baby. Like, he might lose a finger after that. Like, you can't just be mentioning stuff. It's the timing. It's all about the timing.
Right. Well, anyway, people, I got to go because I got to take this call from Callie. But anyway, people, keep it, family. Family.
Peace out. All right,
brother.
Later. All
right, brother. Later, y'all.
Be easy.
Later.
All
right,
later.
Later. Later.
But
yeah, Red. I mean, yeah, it's definitely a thing where, you know, you got to know your relationship. I mean, if you want to properly, you know, if you're really interested in pleasing your partner, you know, it could be something simple, just like going to the supermarket. You know what I'm saying? And just bringing home some groceries, like just doing something to take the load off of you know, someone else's day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But once again, you know, a lot of people, I just think we just don't focus on that. We just get caught up in the sex and, you know, the physical activities, and, you know, you don't.
I guess they get caught up in their own stuff too.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but we don't explore other avenues. Like, you know, once again, there's sex and there's intimacy. And a lot of people are just doing the bare minimum and just sex. So, you know, that's it. You know, they just smash. You know, oh, I'm going to go smash, son, or I'm going to smash. Or, I'm going to go smash him or this, that. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, men and women alike, it's just all about the smash. And it's like,
right, you got
to know one another.
Even with that, like I said, you have to make it some type of intimacy. You have to make it fun. It has to be some type of affection. To, like I said, you know, that's why, I mean, my thing is with women, we're going by, you know, certain type of lingerie or something, or, you know, perfumes, or, you know, the handcuffs and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, when we do stuff like that, you know, guys will come and then they'll be like, oh, what you got on that for? What you did that takes the fun out of it, because it's like, okay, I'm doing something, trying to do something different that we may have not done before. So I'm trying to do something different. I'm trying to show you something different. You always see me with my hair in a bonnet or something like that. So, you know, when you come, I want to do something different. But then, you know, what you got that on for? I said, put the bonnet back on. Huh? Put the bonnet back on.
You know what? you know what? Sometimes I wonder... Stupid. Sometimes I wonder if there's a lack of imagination on both parties' sides. You know, especially with, I mean, I have to say it, maybe with dudes nowadays, because they're so caught in the visual. Like, you know, it's not like they're trying to use their gray matter on anything else. Like, they're not thinking about, you know, because how many times do you even see that in the movie nowadays? like with the whole little build up of excitement, the enticing. Like you just see somebody throw somebody in a room or on the wall, and then they just start going at it.
Right.
You don't
right.
really see too much the whole. Like remember, I was watching Boomerang like a couple of weeks ago, and I remember how Robert Givens had came to Eddie Murphy's spot, you know, and she had on the trench coat that she just took it off, and it was just like, oh wow. Like you don't really, you
right,
know,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, but we gonna put it on Hot Rod to define
Hot
you know this whole thing about you know how it's pleasing your
pleasing
partner
your
about
partner.
Sex. Yeah, he's an aficionado. Introducing Hot Rod. Take it away.
Awesome.
The Hot Rod. I'm sorry. The Hot. Take it away, Hot Rod.
Okay.
There
you go.
Where the hell is Hot Rod? Oh, that's, I'm sorry. That's not Hot Rod. Hey, what's up, Pam? How you doing?
Hello.
How you doing? How you doing, Pam?
I'm doing good.
Hi, Pam.
Okay.
Hello.
How you doing?
Okay.
I'm doing good.
You
want
to go back
good.
To listening? You gonna go back to listening to the last couple of minutes? I'm
I
sorry,
was gonna
we,
go back to listening to the
question. Okay. All right. You have a good night, Miss Sam.
Bye, Pam. Bye.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Sorry to all those that tried to you know, log in. Again, something on Blog Talks and went wrong, where a lot of people
right.
could not get on
wow.
the show tonight, only just by, you'd have to call in to actually listen to the show.
Oh,
so hopefully
man.
The message that I sent to them, you know, they told me they'll get back to me tomorrow. Like, okay.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Yeah, not too cool with that, but it's okay. But anyway, yeah. So before we get ready to wrap this up, I think that you know, once again, it really just there has to be a focus point on just really knowing what your partner wants and paying attention to your partner. But
mm-hmm.
you know, I got one better for you, Red.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there a thing between a relationship and being someone's partner? Like, do someone just see it as a relationship, or do they see them as themselves as partners? Is there a difference?
Okay, so you're saying is there a difference between a relationship and a partner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because two people can be in a relationship, but they can just be on some relationship shit. It's like they don't consider themselves, oh, we're partners. Like, we're in this together. You see what I mean?
Right. Okay. I feel there is a difference. See, a relationship is, once again, just like you said, you're doing things together. You're doing things together. You share things together. That person may have shared things that maybe they didn't share with a partner. You're not really sharing too much with that person, except for maybe sexual. And that's kind of hard to answer as well, because even if you and that person are just sexual partners, then that means you're not sharing anything. You're just coming in, you know, it's like, all right, drop your drawers, let's do what we got to do, and then you know what? She's looking at you, well, okay, that's 10 minutes, I got to go. And, you know, I think that's a partner, just a partner type thing, and, you know, that's about it. But see, I think partners can turn into a relationship. Like, I think it turns into a relationship, because if you're dealing with that one person all the time, then it has to be some type of relationship that you're having, or you have with that person. And like I said, eventually you're going to start getting out your comfort zone, and you're going to, you know, do certain things. I may not necessarily go out with each other, anything like that, but then you're sharing certain things together.
True.
With one
now
relationship-wise, you know, that's a little more broader span. Like, when you get into that relationship state, now it's going to be a broader span, because now it's like that person, it may have been just like the partnership, and then it's just like, yo, you know what? I think this weekend I want to take you out to the movies. Or, you know, this weekend I'm going to come over and, you know, maybe on the female side, I'm going to come over and cook you dinner and we can sit down and watch a movie. So that's more getting into more of a relationship thing. Or, you know, you out somewhere or the guy's out somewhere, he's like, you know what, that dress might look nice on us. Yeah, now you're getting into relationships and in that type of way.
True. Well, you know what, I think you got to have both factors together. Like, both
mm-hmm.
have to be cohesive. Like, you got to have, you know, you got to have your partnership and your relationship has to be one. Because some people can just see you as, like, all right, it's the definition that some may have of what a relationship is. That relationship could just be set, being showing up to be there for certain events, this, that, and the third. It doesn't so
mm-hmm.
much have to involve, you know, me treating you a certain way all the time.
Right.
Now, and that's what some people, I mean, believe it or not, some people just have that thing where they, you know, it, once again, it's, I just do this. Like, you didn't ask for that, because that's what this relationship is about. Like, this, there's levels to it. And certain people
right.
just don't want to go through the certain levels. Now, when there's a partner, it's the partner thing. We're in a relationship where we're in this together. Like,
mm-hmm.
we're more than just, you know, the certain, it's certain level. It's every level now. You're my partner. So you're my partner in this relationship. So we're going to go through everything together.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Some people may just see
yeah.
the relationship and it's limited to just the relationship, but they don't put the partnership with it, because sometimes
right.
people feel that they're going through stuff by themselves and not going through anything with the person that they're with. And I've heard people say that before. Like, oh, well, you know, I'm going
mm-hmm.
through this. This person doesn't care. And this, that, and the third. See, that's the limitation on your relationship. That's not the partnership.
Right.
Because as partners, you go through, you know, hell and high water.
Right.
I think people kind of, they don't put the two together. I think they kind of, you know, keep them separate.
Yeah,
and then it's
yeah.
like what
I
you said earlier. It's also like the language that you use. So somebody can say, "Oh, that's just my bed partner." Or that's just, you know,
yep.
that's just what's this. Or, you know, we're just, our relationship goes as far as, you know, just doing this and that. You know, people
yep.
kind of mess up or misconstrue the words. You know, they fuck it up because
yep,
it. And because they want to turn it into what they want to turn it into and take it away from the definition that it actually is.
Yes, yep.
And
yep.
I think that right there screws up a lot when it comes down to communication. Because that should be the first thing, or one of the first things you and someone should ask, like, what is your definition of relationship or partnership? Like, where are you coming from? Because I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Same page, yeah.
Them,
I really think more people should ask that, definitely.
Yeah, but, you know, what happens is that question gets asked after, you know, somebody is like, oh, I'm going to go, you know, go to the bathroom. You know, and clean up after they just finished matching. You know, make you a sandwich. You know what I'm saying? And like, two slices of bread, meat, and cheese. Like, nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do, it's the after. That question usually comes after that, because you're caught in
right.
that whole euphoric stage of, like, if the sex is good, then it's like, oh my gosh, you're young, you're feeling all nice, you're feeling all love.
Mm-hmm.
But then when that shit fades, you know, then what? Then what you got? Then
right.
you, you know, you're looking back like, you know, I really don't like this asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm
not
yep.
too sure about this person. Like I didn't know you was like this. It's like, because you never took the time. And then people start saying, that's not my fault. That's not my fault you wasn't paying attention. Or that's not my fault that you felt this way and I never said this and I never did that. So it's not my fault. But you know what? It is. It is.
Then you know what it is.
You know, yeah, it is, because you should have said something. And once again,
right, exactly.
Some people are so busy getting caught up in the moment. Getting caught up in the hype of what it is and getting caught up in sex, they don't want to talk about the rest.
Nope. Not at all.
So,
gotta, you know, like I said, just start, you know, like I said, in terms of pleasing your partner, please, people, please don't think it's just about sex all the time. It's a it's also an appreciation, respect, you know, having that gratitude of being around that person, no matter if, you know, even if it's just 5 minutes you just spend with them throughout the day. It's just being appreciative of
them. Yes. If you're going to make you a sandwich, ask your partner. Ask your partner, do you want a sandwich too?
Yep.
I'm getting some from the fridge. Do you want something too? You know, it's just that simple. You know. Hey, my ass itch. Do you want me to scratch yours too? I'm just joking. But you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's like, yeah, you know. I mean, be considerate. You know what I mean? Like, you know, think it's not just about you. Yeah, it's just not just about you. You know, somebody else's ass may be itching. You know, you got five fingers. Help out. But yeah.
Oh,
God. Yo, we're going to wrap this up. Yo, yeah, for those who are on the Our World Consciousness Culture and Community page that we have on Facebook, doing a show this Sunday, 8:30 p.m., you know,
yes,
off Blog Talk Radio, you know, talking about, you know, does Black Lives Matter to us? You know, us as meaning, you know, us Black people. You know, it's a tough question that has to be asked, but it has to be asked. So with that note, or on that note, I should say, thank you, K-Dog, fam, Big Red, everybody else once again. Yeah, apologize for, you know, for not being able to, you know, get on. Like I said, that's something I got to address with Blog Talk. But hope everybody has a great week. Thanks for tuning in. And be safe out there. Peace.
Be safe, Brother Z. Peace out, guys.
You too, Red. All right, later.
All right, later.